Pop star Zara Larsson praises fan who had abortion after her concert. "I killed the performance, then you killed it after." By Alana Mastrangelo on March 5, 2026. Swedish pop star Zara Larsson responded to a fan who said she had an abortion after attending the singer's concert, declaring, "I killed the performance and then you killed it after. I didn't know I was pregnant here, but at least my baby got to hear Midnight Sun before I aborted it." One of Larsson's fans wrote in the caption of a TikTok post sharing a video of the singer performing live at a recent concert. Larsson responded to the fan's TikTok post, writing, "I killed the performance and then you killed it after the performance per. Watch below." In adding another layer of a dystopian aura to the matter, pro-abortion fans took to the comment section of the user's post on the Chinese social media platform to make light of and poke fun at the practice of killing unborn babies. "The baby never saw the sun, but at least it saw Midnight Sun," one TikTok user quipped. "It was to die for," another wrote. "Ending Midnight Sun," a third commented. Another TikTok user complained, "No way a clump of cells saw Zara Larsson before me. Saw heaven twice," another remarked. "You are a good mom," another said. Not everyone, however, was amused by the TikTok post, nor the 28-year-old singer's ghoulish response, and Larsson is now facing heavy backlash online. "Millions of little girls look up to Zara Larsson. And this is the example she's setting for them. Utterly grim," one ex-user, who described herself as pro-choice, reacted. "If millions of little girls look up to her, millions of dads are failures," another commented. "This bimbo is one of the most repulsive people in the Western world. There isn't a single sensible woman who has Zara Larsson as a role model," a third proclaimed. "Demonic. You literally can't get away from this stuff," another ex-user said, before asserting that abortion is normalized everywhere in the West, and calling the practice utterly vile. "This is sickening," another wrote. "You literally have to be possessed to say stuff like this. A perfect example of how Satan looks to deceive people. Evil action, packaged as goodness," another remarked, adding, "May God have mercy on the brainwashed." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.